Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If I didn't have to get back on time, I would just let this thing track until we get to the jazz part. But we got to bring this back in because we've talked so much over Noel's segment and Lucy and Linus on this Christmas Eve morning. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore, Noel, filling the shoes of Mr. Sam Crenshaw, who is not here this morning because it would be otherwise Sam and Greg, but I'm here, and Dylan's here. And we have gone all over the place with a number of things. This is sort of a mashup with the intersection, and I am thoroughly enjoying this. But honestly, I got to do my job and remind you guys, we are in for the morning shift. And when you're in for the morning shift, Monday through Friday, you got to take care of some business. And as we sit here, 7:45-ish casting call, which I'm going to talk about, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Did y'all know that? Come wing it, family style, at one of Buffalo Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. So this is what I do with casting call. There's money flying through the air. The film industry's here. Normally, I'd shut this down over the holidays. And for the most part, I am as far as in front of the camera. But there are jobs behind the camera that you guys should know about, and you find them by starting at georgia.org. If you go to 929thegame.com/castingcall, you'll see the breakdown. If you go to Get Cast with Greg on X, you'll see the breakdown. I give you a nice holiday greeting to start this thing off, but basically we'll come back with a full casting call in a week or so into January. But until then, behind the camera job opportunities, there's links for that. The list of extras casting directors, they're there. The Georgia Department of Labor, you need to connect with them if you're a minor to get that certificate so you can get on set, and a couple voiceover connections. So that is all there. If you guys got any questions about any of this stuff, you know, just greg.clarksonodyssey.com, I'll get back to you. But this is the time of year, unfortunately, where there's going to be people getting those slips and, you know, and their check, and they're going to have to start looking for things in January and February. So we are always here with the casting call. I'm going to let you know where these job opportunities are. Having said that, to my co-host here, have you got, as we sit here on Christmas morning, a holiday, a Christmas, just specifically Christmas tradition, something that you do that gets you set for Christmas, whether it's a song, whether it's a movie, whether it's a TV show, something. I have one, but I wanted to see if you guys have
one. I guess the two. Charlie Brown Christmas is one I always try to watch. I feel like now we consume TV and movies different than we used to, where we can just watch whatever we want, whenever we want. Streaming kind of changes it. Mm-hmm. But that used to always be, what, they'd have it early December.
Something like that.
Usually is when it would air on TV when I was a kid, and it felt like that was kind of the start of Christmas season, was seeing Charlie Brown Christmas, and that's my favorite one. I watch that every time. And then from like a food perspective, I used to always make peanut butter fudge with my mom, so I always think of peanut butter fudge and Christmas.
There you go. Aww. All right.
Me, today actually marks my tradition because I am a you shoot your eye out kind of girl.
Oh, what? Wait, say that again.
You shoot your eye out. You shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
So TVS will be running my favorite Christmas movie.
When does
it
actually start the marathon?
It might be on now. I'm not even sure.
I know they do it on Christmas Day. I can't remember when it kicks.
So it's usually Christmas Eve into Christmas Day.
Okay.
And it's like a 24-hour run.
Yeah.
So anytime you turn on TVS, like from like 10 a.m., so tomorrow you'll be able to see A Christmas Story. So that's one of mine. I usually throw on Meet Me in St. Louis, which I haven't done yet this season.
I am so surprised that you're in that movie. I mean, it's Judy Garland. You talk about me being old school.
Yeah, man.
Judy Garland. Who else is in that movie? That's Donald O'Connor.
I can't think of the
Mickey
little
Rooney?
Girl's name. No,
oh, no.
There's a...
You said little. I can't
think of the little girl's name, but she winds up being a big, big star. But yeah, I love that movie.
Okay.
And her name was Margaret something. I can't think of her name. And Adiva's Christmas Carol, VH1 classic. Shout out to Vanessa Williams.
Yeah.
I got one more random Christmas thing we'll
Go
come
ahead,
back
man.
To. No. I want to hear Dylan's first.
I mentioned it earlier. For me, it's always watching Jim Carrey's How Grinch Stole Christmas. That's just one of my like favorite movies.
Yeah.
I grew up on that. And obviously putting up the Christmas tree and making either Christmas sugar cookies with my mom or as of late when like the Christmas – they call it Christmas crack, Christmas brittle, you know, or Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
As that's gotten more, you know, steam and as it's become kind of trendy, we started making that too. So those are the two for me.
Now I want to make some Chex Mix. Thanks, Dylan.
You know, the only thing that folks say James Corden did well while he was here in America and doing that late show was the carpool karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the one? And there's a lot of people who did the one with Mariah Carey, the Christmas one he did. Have you seen that one?
No.
I don't know if I've seen that
one. All right,
one,
so this is crazy. And it's not the fact that he does it with Mariah Carey, because he did two. He did one with Mariah Carey, and she was just kind of like that interview where the guy gives you one-word answers.
And
it was really boring. But then he brought her back, I don't know how long later, and had it. And she says to him, I'd like you to sing my Christmas song. You know, what would you like for Christmas, he asks her. And so they start doing it, and then all of the people that he's, well, not all of them, but most of the people who he's had on as carpool karaoke are morphed into this.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was he had Adele, mm-hmm. I mean, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I mean, he had all these people.
I saw
people,
the Adele one.
One of the Jonas Brothers, and everybody you can think of, after they filmed theirs, he said, listen, stick around and sing this. How he got Elton John to do that is amazing. So I'm saying that's one of the things that has popped up. But
the
better
pop culture thing with that song for me, when she did it with Jimmy Fallon and The Roots, when they do the classroom instruments.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, that was
cool. Like, I love that.
But check that out if you haven't seen the carpool karaoke
check that.
With Mariah Carey and James Corden. But here's mine. Soon as Johnny said adieu to late night, you know, I'm a Letterman dude. Right, as far as Jay and Dave.
Yep.
And one thing that Dave did, I forgot what year he started it, but whenever he started it, he did it for the remainder of his time. And that was his Christmas show was Jay Thomas. Jay Thomas was a character actor who was on a number of shows. He was married on, if you remember Cheers, he was married to Carla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's been on a number of things. Anyway, he had a great story that he would tell, but then he would bring out Darlene Love.
Uh-huh.
And Darlene Love sang her hit song. And every year, it got ramped up bigger and bigger and bigger on the show. So Tracy and I, we kick in Christmas with watching the Letterman.
Fallon's brought that back, right?
Yeah,
he
but
started
it ain't,
bringing, I know, but yeah, he's brought her back to do that, which is cool.
I think, yes, because there were people who were trying to say they were the Christmas diva or whatever. You know, it was like a title thing. And then it became a competition. Darlene's like, uh-uh. I've been here long before y'all were born. This song came out in 63 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that is mine. You know who is celebrating a Christmas for the first time? Kind of interesting. It's like one of those places I'd kind of like to be there, but I'm not Catholic, but just to be in the area, is the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pope Leo. He's going to be handing out Italian sausages and bratwurst there, maybe some Pope.
I don't know about
that.
Because
he's from Chicago there.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Can I throw in one
absolutely
Christmas tradition that's going to be extra special for me, really just this year? I'm going to be watching the Volume 2 of the latest Stranger Things
Let's
season.
Let's go!
Oh, yeah. Volume 2 comes out on Christmas, so I'm going to add that to my okay. Christmas tradition list, just for this year.
All right, again, Sam and Greg, that is the show that I normally do. Mr. Crenshaw's not here this morning. It's The Intersection. Got Jason and Noel are here. Dylan's, what's your show again? I forgot.
Hometown Take.
Hometown Take.
And we are all in for the morning shift, by the way. And while I'm naming shows, we're going to get out of here at 9 o'clock and turn things over to the Steakhouse with Sandra. And Bo Morgan, I understand, is going to be there with her this morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to tell you a little, since this is the segment we talk entertainment normally on our show, but lost Rob Reiner just a week or so ago, and everybody's been doing these little tributes. And the weekend, I mentioned this because it's a good watch. It really is. And if you don't know about the story of A Few Good Men, when they filmed the famous courtroom scene, Noah Wiley, Kiefer Sutherland, and in this case, Kevin Pollak, all talk about from the table read when they were getting ready to do this movie, how everything was just sort of, everybody's going through the motions, and then Jack showed up, and everything got heightened. To the courtroom scene when Demi Moore, Tom Cruise, and Kevin Pollak are preparing. Well, if you go to YouTube, Rich Eisen had Kevin Pollak on. For those of you who don't know Kevin Pollak, before he was an actor, he was a top comedian. He one of the top comedians out there.
Yeah.
And forget Frank Caliendo. He is, to me, the best impressionist I have ever seen. I mean, he's right there. And one of the impressions that he does incredibly is Jack Nicholson. But he's on this show, and he's talking about filming this. And I'm not going to get into everything that they talk about, but, you know, how Rob Reiner does liner notes and directorial notes, which is something you don't do to A-list actors, but Rob Reiner was an actor himself. And
So
Kevin Pollak is telling this funny, funny, funny story, and he's breaking into impressions from time to time, and talking about how when Jack Nicholson showed up and started rehearsing, he was doing it at the level you saw in the movie. He said it was redunculous. He said it was just the dude walked in and he was 96% of what you saw from the first time.
Yeah.
There's an exchange between him and Rob Reiner. Again, watch this. It's Kevin Pollak, Rich Eisen, YouTube. But here's the thing that brings it to sports. While they were filming that movie, I don't know if you realize the timeline here, they found out on set that Magic Johnson
had
tested positive.
92, 91.
That's when they all find out. Yeah. And I take it to this level. Who is the biggest Laker fan that you can think of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now everybody is on set wondering what Jack is thinking about this news.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin Pollak tells another story, which I'm not even going to approach, but you just have to hear it. But he talks about Jack Nicholson just sort of meandering around the set going, it's just surreal. Just the whole thing is just surreal. Then he tells a story about how Jack Nicholson sort of capsulizes this in his mind and brings it to surreal and tells a story having to do with the movie Chinatown. That he did
okay.
in bringing this full circle. So all wow. I'm going to do is drive you guys to YouTube, Kevin Pollak, Jack Nicholson story. It says literally, amazing Jack Nicholson story. But you get those two elements. If you've seen the movie, A Few Good Men, you'll understand it and enjoy this backstory and then this whole news about Magic Johnson, how it hit the set and permeated throughout the set. So
I'm surprised this one hasn't made it into my TikTok algorithm yet.
There you go.
Because mine goes all over the place at this point.
Coming up, you heard him at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to revisit Jason Longshore and getting us ready for the World Cup here in this state. He talked about what was going to happen on the pitch. Now he's going to talk about what's happening in the streets around not just the city of Atlanta, but this state of Georgia. So that is coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to get into some college football. And if you listen to The Intersection, you know that these two do a segment called Darts. We could not finish this morning without doing a segment of Darts. So that is coming up. We're going to turn things over at the top of the next hour to Steakhouse, but this 8 o'clock hour is going to be packed. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Christmas Eve mornings. For Noel, for Jason, for Dylan, this is Greg. God bless you, Mr. Crenshaw. Have yourself a big day. He'll be back with us on Friday. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.